Good morning, Sonoma County. It's Monday, February 19th. I'm Brent Hallin of the newsroom. Here are the top stories we're following this half hour. So far, we have unofficially picked up about an inch and a half of rain in the last 24 hours for most Sonoma County locations, with West County seeing the most at just over 2 inches. With the exception of the Russian River in Hopland, all of our main rivers should remain within their banks, even with more rain in the forecast. However, we do have a flood watch in effect through Wednesday. You should expect some flooding on small creeks and streams, as well as roadway flooding in some areas, and there are numerous road closures across the county. Rough surf has made it impossible to remove the Aleutian Storm fishing boat that has been stuck on Salmon Creek Beach, and now pieces of the boat are breaking off, so a 2-mile stretch of coastline has now been closed to visitors for safety. Once the current storm passes, the mission to dismantle and scrap the boat will resume. On Saturday evening, at approximately 8:30, a Santa Rosa police officer observed a vehicle driving very recklessly on a wet roadway along Armory Drive. The vehicle stopped in front of the new SRJC housing project. There were two people inside of the car. After both occupants were removed from the vehicle, the officer started a search and found a loaded pistol in the floorboard. At that point, the passenger took off running. Officers were able to catch him after a short chase. They were both arrested. In sports, no one seemed to want to play defense during the NBA All-Star Game. The West beat the East 211 to 186. And your forecast. We've got a flood watch until 10 o'clock on Wednesday. Also a wind advisory. Rained occasionally heavy at times today. A high of about 58. There's a potential for thundershowers as well. Tonight, more rain and wind. Overnight lows in the 40s. Tomorrow, showers and thundershowers possible. Highs in the 50s. Sonoma County, you are now up to date. From the newsroom, I'm Brent Hallin.
Warren Burton is your meat pie guy. Burton's Bakery is your local home for New Zealand pies and pastries.
We love Burton's. Also, it's B-U-R-T-O-N-Z. See what they did there? New Zealand, so N-Z.
But you can Google Burton's any old which way, and there they are. Specialties include New Zealand savory pastries like meat pies and sausage rolls, and a variety of award-winning artisan breads.
Plus croissants, sticky buns, scones, cookies, pastries, and other New Zealand treats like fresh cream donuts, custard squares, and lamingtons.
Some say the lamington came from Australia, but its roots are in New Zealand. Burton will be happy to tell you all about it when you drop by. He also loves to chat about how he uses as many locally sourced and organic ingredients as possible.
Except for New Zealand butter and cheeses and Belgian chocolates.
Burton's Bakery, next to Safeway on Brooks Road South in Windsor. Open Monday through Saturday and at the Farmer's Market on the Windsor Town Green every Sunday.
This is Larry Flick, owner of The Floor Store. Believe it or not, it's already time for a President's Day sale. So from now till February 20th, you'll get up to 50% off store-wide on carpet, hardwood, waterproof flooring, airy rugs, and more. You also get interest-free financing for a full 18 months. Pay no sales tax on any purchase of any size. There's just one catch. It ends Tuesday. Go to floorstores.com to find us on Santa Rosa Avenue, one block south of Smart and Final. The Floor Store, your Bay Area flooring authority.
Say goodbye to those winter blues with Twin Pine Casino and Hotel's $100,000 Freeze Your Bills cash giveaway. Join us every Saturday in January and February from 6 p.m. to 10 p.m. for the chance to win a share of $40,000 in cold, hard cash. Plus, things are heating up with 5 hot seat winners every half hour from 10 p.m. to midnight. Twin Pine Casino and Hotel in Lake County, California, where every visit is a winning experience, celebrating 30 years.
Must be 21 to play. Please gamble responsibly.
102.7 The Wolf. All right, gang, it's a back to work Monday, a little after 6 o'clock. I'm rocking Ricky Michaels. Great stuff lined up for you this hour. Steve Winwood's on the way. Also Blondie, Tom Petty, Foreigner, the King of Pop, Michael Jackson, plus Heart, Queen, Billy Joel, and Marvin Gaye. And we're going to rewind the year 1981. Coming up this hour of 102.7 The Wolf.
102.7 The Wolf.
Time to get our first check of the roadways, making sure you got a good ride on this Monday morning. From the Burton's Bakery Traffic Center, here's Lisa Carr with the Wolf Traffic Watch.
No accidents or stalls, but we have a flood watch now through Wednesday morning. Northbound 101 from East Washington to College is rolling well at the moment. Southbound 101 from Windsor River Road down to Highway 12 is also a good drive. Eastbound 12 between Stony Point and Farmers Lane, a delay-free ride. Eastbound 116 from Old Adobe over to Stage Gulch is a smooth drive as well. And westbound 37 from there, Mare Island Bridge over the Lane Merge and heading over the raceway is rolling at the limit with no delay. This report sponsored by KFC. KFC's new smashed potato bowl is here. Fries, mashed potatoes, cheese, and bacon come together to make a smashable snack that's only $3.49. It's finger-licking good. That's your Wolf Traffic Watch on 102.7 The Wolf.
Turn. Airlines 1981.
The Space Shuttle Columbia opens a new era of U.S. space travel. Iran frees its 52 American hostages. In Sonoma County, at Petrini's on Farmers Lane, you can get locally grown eggs for 59 cents a dozen. And if you were listening to the radio, you'll remember this as The Wolf Rewinds 1981.
It's 102.7 The Wolf. It's Rick Michaels. So football is over, and a new study looked at blood alcohol test data to determine which NFL team, or which NFL fans, basically, drank the most last season. And believe it or not, Titan fans drank the most. Chiefs fans drank the least, even less than the average adult Swiftie.
the news on 102.7.